Some of the stakeholders in the project may see that there are some products with which they are not familiar. Some users, for example, may be not sure of what it means by an acceptance test plan. To solve this, planning should consist of specifying product definitions. For each product, the following must be documented: the product's identity, for example, acceptance test plan; product descriptions, for example, a plan of the test cases and the results that users expect the application to produce; the product or products that must exist before this one can be produced; those it is derived from. For example, the acceptance test plan is said to be derived from the requirement specification, which illustrates the main transactions of the application. The product components. In the case of an acceptance test plan, the main sections in the document. The product's format. For example, that it is a word processed document or a spreadsheet or a piece of software. The quality criteria that explain how the product will be evaluated as satisfactory. For example, the acceptance test plan being assessed against the requirement specification. These are also identified as acceptance criteria.